Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFM.
Holla, holla, holla back, yeah, everybody. Holla back, you tuned in with your boy DJ Nave. Yeah. It's your boy DJ Nave here with another session here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, as you can hear, there's one voice missing. There's one voice missing, right? Yeah, this voice has been missing for it's past 2 weeks now. The previous Friday and that other Friday plus this Friday. No, man, this is not right. It is not right. Yeah, we must go on strike, man. Yeah, actually, go on his Facebook page. Yes, go on his Facebook page and strike. Yeah, send those comments, send those messages. Tell him he's missing on the show and he's missing out and he's missing out on the audience and he needs to get tuned in. He needs to come back, man. It's not cool. Yeah, go cry, man. No, go cry, man. Oh, we don't cry. Yeah, okay, excuse me. Mind that, yeah, that wasn't me, huh? It's just me taking a short session to do, yeah, you know, something that a lot of people don't do. Yeah, you know, memories. When memories take over, okay, relax, man. Probably be like, Nash, man, relax, man, what's going on, man? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm relaxed. But yeah, you tuned in on the David Nash Show with your boy, DJ Nave, yeah, with the dash missing, yeah. But it's cool. We're still gonna kill this session. We're gonna kill this show. We're gonna show it flames. And we're gonna love it. Yeah. So, welcome back. I love you guys. Yeah. You know, I love the fact that you guys tune in, you know, to actually listen to what the Dave and Nash Show has in store for you. Early in the morning at 6 a.m. Who does that, eh? It's for you. Only you. The lovers. Yeah, the Dave and Nash Show lovers. Active FM crazy lovers, yeah. Here where Christ music is hot music. It's hot music on all the shows. It's not just the David Nash Show, yeah. And this morning we gonna be talking about something that's going to be so awesome, you know, something interesting, something with a lot of futo. Gazozolicious, yeah. It's a gazozolicious topic right there. You heard that? It's a gazozolicious topic. Yeah, so you better keep that in your head. And you're probably wondering, okay, gazozolicious topic. And then maybe you knew. So you're like, Mr. Nave, what is going on? I'm hearing some other language on levels. Yeah, so what is gazozolicious? For the new people, it's called energy. Mfuto, gazozo. That's the energy. Yeah, it's another word for energy. Remember, me and Dave, we actually making a dictionary, the Dave Nash dictionary, where you find all the type of words that you never knew existed under the sun. The sun in your ears. Yeah, here on the Dave Nash Show. Yeah, so we're gonna be talking about an amazing gazozolicious mfuto filled topic. Yeah, I just said we're gonna be talking about an energy field topic. Sounds interesting, but it's awesome when you actually use different words because you like, wow, that sounds awesome. Yeah, it actually sounds interesting. Yeah, and yeah, I wanna hear what it's all about. So today we're gonna be talking about capacity. What is your capacity? So it's actually a question, but it's a topic at the same time. You know, the topic is what is your capacity, which is a question. By the way, probably listening. And yeah, I did that on purpose. You know, the small, short amount of space that I gave you, you know, where I didn't speak. I did it on purpose. You know why? So that you can think about the question, which is the topic. What is your capacity? Yeah. So now you know. That's the topic that we're going to be talking about. And it's going to be on levels. And I'm getting pumped up right now. I'm getting ready to do this. Yeah, you know, I can't wait for this. But before we get into that topic, you know, as we do it, yeah, we go for a short break and then we're gonna come back and then give you the amazing news updates. Yeah, did you hear that? News updates. There's a lot of things that are going on out there that are really interesting. So we're going for a short break. I'll be back right now. See ya.
Hi, this is Marlon Van, and you're listening to Active FM.
Hello, back. Yeah, I told you that was short. Yeah, I told you I'll be back right now, and you didn't believe me. But guess what? I'm back, and I'm back with another session. Yeah, so right here, we're back here with your boys, DJ Nave, with another segment, another session. Yeah, segment is the word that Mr. Dave would use, so that's why I said it. Another segment and session is the word that DJ Nave would, yeah, you know, I can hear the tongue twisting as well. Yeah, it's cool. I know, you know, here on the Dave Nash Show, we kill it as it is. We deliver to you the original Footalicious unedited voices. Yeah, even the tone changes. Yeah, but right here, awesomeness is the word that DJ Nave will use, not DJ Dash. DJ Nave is me. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to give you that session right now. And it's going to be based on the news. Based on the news. Ooh. I feel energetic to sing here, hey? So, I don't know about you, but when I feel like I want to sing. And I want to kill it. But right here, let me give you the first update, the news update. So we had, this was like an interesting question that was actually going out there, and it actually striked a lot of people's ears and minds. Yeah, tickle their mind, you know when you tickle yourself, ne? Like your fingers are tickling you, you know, tickling the skin. Now the question is, how do you tickle the mind? How do you tickle the mind? Now this question actually tickled a lot of people's minds, you know, and they were like thinking, they're like, okay, what kind of a question is this? And I wanna actually hear, what is this person talking about? Yeah, man. What is this person talking about? Well, I wanna actually find out. And the question, if you're actually wondering, you're like, okay, DJ Nave, man. Like, you're making me curious here. Yeah? I actually wanna hear, what is this question? Yeah, ma. I got the hunger. My hunger. That's what I was gonna say. I got the hunger, not my hunger. You know, just now people's brains go places. Yeah, but my, M-Y, yeah. So probably like my hunger is going on another level. I want to hear this question. In other words, my hunger is my curiosity. I'm curious, yeah. I want to hear this question. And guess what the question was? The question was, why are female mass shooters so rare? I know, right? Yeah, why are they rare? Now the first thing that will come into my mind is, where will you actually find the time to think about such, like, who on the planet actually thinks of asking such questions? Like me as a normal human being, I'm not saying the person that actually asks this question and put it online is not normal, they're also normal, but I will never do that. I will actually never have time to actually sit down and think of such questions. Like, come on, like, yo, why should I take time to actually think of all those types of questions? You know, like, questions, not question. Yeah, just now you're like, what did you just say? I heard that. No, questions, yeah. But in my head, my mind will never think of such questions. And yeah, even if I had to sit down and think, I would never make up such a question. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to examine the shoots, you know, the mass shooters that are happening out there. And as a result, I want to see who is getting shot and what. And then suddenly you come out with this question that is asking, why are female mass shooters so rare? I don't know. Why are you asking me that question? Like, come on. Like, why would you ask that question? Like, it's not like we all want to know or we all have information of why. it's not happening. But all we know is it's not happening. So that was the question that was popping out there. And if you probably have an idea of the answer, feel free to comment on the page, or whether it's the Facebook page, the Instagram page, all of them. And yeah, you can even send a message, personal message, you know. And then, yeah, if you have the possible answers to why, feel free to do that. Don't be shy. We want to hear, want to listen, want to read. Yeah, and we're gonna shout out your writings, you know, your comments and all those stuff. Yeah, so you're gonna be famous based on your comment. So don't be shy. You should actually leave that below. And then, another question, which another person was, you know, basically sitting and thinking, and it's online, you know. And that, okay, that one I would actually sit down and think about it, which is what this person did. And guess what's the question? So interesting. The question is, what would you do with free money? I know, right? I know. Okay, you're probably thinking I'm gonna buy food. Food for days, I'm gonna be eating. Okay, yeah, that's you. Yeah, even though I would do it also. Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm like, yeah, I would do it. My stomach would be like, Nash, let's go buy food. But yeah, I would think twice before I do that, because, you know, some situations you might be wasting money by trying to buy food, you know. I know the hunger, or you might not even be hungry, but your stomach and your heart desires that taste. And guess what? You want to go for it. But yeah, think about it, yeah. But right there, that was a question, yeah, that was asked. And it's like also tickling a lot of people's minds. Like, what would you do with free money? It also tickled my mind. I was wondering, what would I do with free money? Yeah, that's a question right there. That is not just a question. That is a good question. What would you do with your free money? And yeah, I got my answer. I know what I would do with my free money. And you probably are wondering, what would you do, Mr. Naive? Eh? What would you do? I would budget, you know, like plan everything on. Yeah, I haven't got a budget right there, you know, which is awesome. You know how, yeah, your income, you manage it. And this is how I've planned to manage my income. And I'm doing it effectively with the little that I have. Yes, the little that I have. I don't have much, but I have little. But I know that it's going to multiply into much because I'm managing it. And it's simple. It's like really simple. I divided my financial side into 4 different percentages, if I can put it that way. Yeah. So you got your 10% tithe. Yeah, that's there. And then 10% giving away. And then 40% save. And then 40% use. That's me right there. So I know what I would do with the free money. I will make sure that the 10% of that money, I tithe it. And then the other 10%, I give it away. And then the 40%, I save it. And then the other 40%, guess what? I use it. So that's what I would do with my free money. Take it, don't take it, think about it. Yeah, it's yours. I know a lot of people who do different stuff, you know, out there. And here's another one. I was like, what? Interesting stuff. I never even thought of such. But apparently there was a train that drove through a market. I know, right? Like, first question you have in your head, what is a market doing on a trail? Train. I almost said trail rail. Yay! Trail rail. No, okay, not trail rail. Yeah, on a train rail. What is a market doing there? And who in his normal mind would want to go and set a market, like set it up and everything, you know, plan everything, put the fruits, whatever that you're selling, chickens probably, on a trailway. Trail, track, yeah, trail. You see, I said it, I told you, it's in my mind. But yeah, never mind that one, it's not trail, rail. On a train, track, yeah, right there. Why would you want to go do that? I'm not like crazy. Probably you're going to be there and then guess what? You're like sitting, waiting for customers. And then before you know it, there's the train. And then bam, it hits you. I'm not crazy. Yeah, I'm just saying, eh? Not crazy. But right there, who would think of such? And if you have a comment, leave it below. And yeah, share your thoughts. We want to hear your thoughts, man. We want to hear your thoughts. And then this was an interesting one. This is probably the one that I'll close with. It's in Australia. Yeah, basically in Australia. This is what happened. A shark follows the Australian policemen in a boat. So they were in a boat. They're like going to where they were supposed to go. And guess what? A shark follows them. I'm like, what? I'm gonna be in a position where I'm like, yo, this shark better not turn this boat over. Otherwise, we gone, man. Like, we gone. I'll probably hold on to my partner there, right there, hugging tight. Oh, yeah, go on his head, man. Like, yo, yeah, I know. Like, the shark is gonna take the one that's closest to the ground. So I gotta be on top of your head right there. But I'll be freaked out under how they were. But right there in Australia, the shark actually... Just following the Australian policemen. That's like interesting, man. Yeah, so those are the news updates. I know, just tickling your ears. Just awesome stuff. And yeah, we're gonna come back and then we're gonna get into another session, a short session though. And just like this break, you know, this break is gonna be short, but now coming back very soon, which is now, yeah, because this break is short, like I said. So we're going to come back now. And then after that, going to have another break. Then we get into it. Yeah. So I'll be back. Stay tuned in. Keep your eyes listening and your ears watching. I know I said it. Keep your eyes listening and your ears watching. But you know it's the other way around. Enjoy.
Get your tambourines out. Very near. I surrender. You are now.
Hey, get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Holla back, yeah, holla back. Holla back, yeah, holla back. Hey, I know. I feel like rapping, you know, just rapping, they're killing it on the beat, yeah. You never know, maybe an underground beat, you know that. Fast motion one, or yeah, slow motion, they're gonna be killing the beat, yeah. But yeah, I won't do that. I'm gonna leave that to the people that are doing it out there, and they're killing it and they're showing it flames, but not just killing it, but they're doing it for the right purpose, which is Christ music, you know, like we deliver it here on Active FM. Christ music is hot music, so yeah, I'm not gonna rap, but I do rap, you know. Like, yeah, I do produce, you know. Yeah, I'm a producer. I'm a artist, yeah, singer, rapper. Yeah, but I'm not gonna reveal my stuff now. Relax, yeah. Calm down, man. Like, what? DJ Nave, you do all of this stuff, man? I'm like, yeah, I do all of this stuff, but no, I don't wanna get it out there for now, yeah. For now, let's keep it underground. Yeah, now you get it. Underground beat, but we'll keep everything underground. And then don't be surprised when it comes out of the ground. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a short session. But it's a short session to give you knowledge on what type of music you can find out there. So, as you know it, here on Active FM, we give you Christ music, which is hot music. And it's something that I never used to know. I never used to know that there was Christ music, which is hot music. I remember the first time I got exposed to it, like I said in the other show, the first time I got exposed to it, I was like, wow, this is like amazing stuff. Where do you find such? And the reason why I love it and I got exposed to it and I stayed with it is because of the message. You know, when you listen to the worldly rap, it's got an interesting beat, which is, yeah, I'll say an amazing bit. But now something that's not cool is when you listen to the message, guess what? You come out of there depressed. You come out of there worse than you were. So that's like bad right there. It's actually bad. It's not cool. And that's not the type of songs that you want to listen to. Songs that will make you depressed, you know, like you come out of a room, you're depressed, and when people look at your face, it looks sour. It looks like you just came from eating a lemon or something. Hey, and you look like you want to murder someone. No, that's not the type of music that you want to listen to. You want to listen to music that actually makes you feel inspired, if I can put it that way. I know, I took long to answer that, but yeah, feel inspired. No, not answer, but say it, yeah. So that's the type of music that we want to listen to. But here on Active FM, you know, we deliver the real stuff, the good stuff, the awesome stuff, which when you listen to, you're going to hear that it's amazing, good music, which is going to uplift your soul and get you on another hype, another level. And right there, it's Christ music, which is hot music. So we're going to go for an amazing break with songs as well. You know, I know you people have been waiting for those songs. So we're gonna go for an amazing break with songs and something extra for you. And until then, after that, we're gonna come back and then we're gonna speak into our real topic, which is what is your capacity. Yeah. So stay tuned in. Enjoy the break. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the Christ music, which is on level. So Christ music is hot music.
Dreamed that you would change my world forever, but here we are. I'm ready to conquer, ready to fight injustice like I'm fighting monsters. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. Just call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky. And this could be my last adventure, but I will take it, whether it be pain or pleasure. Life is black and blue, happy then it's sad. But if you call it an adventure, then it ain't so bad. Together we touch the sky, wherever we go we fly.
Phones, can I hear the saints screaming loud? We are transformed. Living in our sin, that's the old life. We gave it up, divorced in a world like an ex-wife. The next life is the focus now. Build hype, reject sin like a fly gal, but the wrong type. What's the good life? Christ living in every believer. We all need somebody to love, but we're not Justin Bieber. Yeah, I reckon my life is now in session. I'm on the spot, I gotta make it count for the record. Yeah, I reckon been ready from the get-go. This life is not mine, white flag, so I let go. They never told me about the challenges of this narrow road. Now I'm wearing bandages. Now it's war every day, spirit, flesh, but only one has gotten loose. How about the flesh?
I wanna be used by you. So I give you my mind.
I'ma stay in his word, as a pilila. Crazy for the sake of Christ, as a sabaila. Kulebe china jile kumutima, paka kazuba kazime, ni yesu kulebe wina. Ujusi moyo wanga, nebuza kulimwine yesu madesana. I know I got nothing to lose, kukonka heaven. I'm ready to go, I'm ready kutimune seven says, so let's go.
Christ music is hot music.
Holla back, yeah, holla back. I know. I told you, man. I told you that it's going to be on levels. Did I not tell you? Yeah, I told you. I know you remember. I told you that this thing is going to be awesome. The session is going to be amazing that we're in. And the break session was amazing, as I told you. So now you know what to expect. You know how to expect the real stuff here. So you tuned in on the Dave and Nash show. Still tuned in, I know. Yeah, too much. Yeah, with your boys, DJ Nate, DJ Dash. Yeah, it's a long story. But if you are tuned into the previous shows, you're gonna know what is going on. So if you still don't know, you do not know. I know I said don't know. You don't know. That's going into the Dave Nash dictionary. I love it. But if you still don't know, then go check out the previous shows and you're gonna know where is DJ Dash and how to find him and where to find him. Yeah, so don't be shy, go do it. Yeah, don't be shy, don't think other stuff, just go and get the show, which is on levels. Yeah, so today we're gonna be talking about what is your capacity. Your capacity, I know, sounds interesting, eh? Sounds different, but not capacity, yeah, but it's the same thing, just with a lot of flavor added to it, but sticking to the fluent one, fluent pronunciation. What is your capacity? That's what we're going to be talking about. What is your capacity? And if you actually sit down and think, when we talk about capacity, we do talk about different things, right? Like we talk about a whole bunch of different areas. I mean, you take a bottle, for example. Yeah, let's take a bottle. So let's make an example with a bottle. Now, if I take a 2-liter bottle, what is the capacity of that bottle? And if you know what the answer is, feel free to comment. Comment below. So I want you guys to comment below, what is the capacity of a 2-liter bottle? And I'm gonna take the best answer, including the other answers, and I'm gonna shout them out. Shout out. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm gonna do a shout out on all of those comments and answers in the next show. So you're gonna be famous. I'm gonna be making you guys famous, which is awesome. I wanna make you guys famous. I'm gonna be talking about your name and your comment. So make sure your comment is awesome, eh? And it should be funny. Yeah, but not a lie, should be the truth, you know? You know, you can add flavor to the truth, which is awesome. What I mean by flavor, I mean comedy, you know? You can tell the truth and at the same time, it's funny. Yeah, so don't be shy. Gotta do it. So I'm gonna make you famous. But leaving that one, I'm not gonna give you the answer to a capacity of a 2-bottle. Now, let's take another scenario. You take a battery that has... Okay, let's see. Okay, no. That is too far. It's actually too much. Let's go to a cup. Now you take a cup that's able to take 500 milliliter of water or liquid, to be specific. Because when you say water, then you're like, okay, what about the other stuff? But it's able to take in 500 milliliters of liquid. So 500 milliliters of liquid. I know I made some interesting stops there. I was like 500 milliliters. Yeah. So ignore that. It's awesome. That is the imperfection that makes the Dave Nash show most spiced up. Yeah. And lovable. I know the Dave and Nesh show is lovable because you guys love us and we love you. I know you're like, oh, this guy is hearing a note. Hear it, man. Hear it, man. I hear it. But right there, getting back into it, when you take a cup that is able to take 500 milliliters of liquid, the capacity of that cup ends at 500 milliliters. Do we all agree? I'm listening. Anyone who disagrees? If you disagree, leave your comment below. Yeah. Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah. So we all on the same page. But if you take a cup that does not have 500 milliliters, the capacity is either more or less. So sticking to the 500 milliliter cup, immediately when you take liquid that is below 500, what happens? The capacity of that cup still is there, so it doesn't decrease. So the cup is still able to handle more liquid. And same thing with us. I'm gonna take our lives on another level. So I'm gonna take our lives and actually put it in that cup. And you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, that is like some other level up, level 10-ish stuff, you know, going on levels. But right there, like I said, that cup's capacity is 500 milliliters. And if you put any liquid below 500 milliliters, the cup is still able to handle more. But if you have to take liquid and actually put it in that cup and reach the 500 milliliter, you have reached the maximum capacity of that cup. And what happens if you add more liquid? It overflows. And guess what happens when it overflows? It spills. Now that cup is not able to handle more than 500 milliliters. Why? Because its capacity is 500 milliliters. Now when we talk about what is your capacity, we're talking about each and every area, you know, like different types of areas that are in your life, you know, whatever that is involved in your life. Now, some of them might be loving. I mean, love, you know, a lot of people, they're like, I can love, I know how to love my neighbor, yeah, my tone is changing, you know, and all the stuff. Some of them even change their tones like that, you know, like, I'm able to love, you know, I can love anyone, yeah, as long as they love me back and all the stuff. I get those, you're like, what? Okay, yeah, I don't want my love to be based on that. I don't want to have a love like that. But right then, loving, you get a capacity attached to it. You know, some people are able to love abundantly. And what I mean by abundantly, I mean a person is able to come to that other person who's able to love. And guess what? That person is able to come to them and hurt them. But guess what? That person still loves that person who hurt them. So we take a scenario. Imagine, in fact, this is what you must do. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Are they closed? Okay, so they closed. Now, as your eyes are closed, imagine this other person. Okay, let's say it's your best friend. Yeah, a lot of people have best friends. You can't tell me you don't have a best friend. So close your eyes and imagine your best friend, whether it's a he or a she. Now imagine that best friend comes to you and takes a knife and stabs you on your hand, and that's your best friend. So right there, they stab you on your hand. Are you imagining it? Because I am. Now, the capacity of your love will determine how you're gonna react towards your best friend after they stab you in your hand. Am I right? Or am I right? I know. I'm right, right? Yeah. So right there, your capacity of your love will determine how you're gonna react towards your best friend. Now, as your best friend stabbed your hand, it's either one or two things are gonna happen. Yeah, but it's either you're gonna react in one of two ways. One, it's either you're gonna take that knife, you're gonna stab them back where it hurts. Or option two, you're gonna take that knife, you're gonna throw it away, you're gonna bandage yourself, and then you're gonna give your best friend a very, very long, big hug. And at the end of the day, you're going to say, love you, man. Or, yeah, if the female, I love you, girl. Yeah. Depending on who you are and who they are. Yeah. So right there, those are the two reactions that you might choose. Now, your capacity of your love, if it's small, guess what you're going to do? You're going to take that knife and you're going to stab them back where it hurts. Gonna say, you know what, I can't let them do this, and as a result, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna take it and you're gonna stab them. But that's your best friend, so you'll be willing to stab your best friend even though you claim to love your best friend, which is not cool. Oh, the second one, gonna take that knife, throw it away, and guess what, gonna give them a big hug. Now the only way you'll be in that position is if your love, your capacity of your love is big. It's awesome. It's like exploding. It's wide. Wide enough for a lot of people to come into your zone. Now, right there, people will want to be around you. Why? Because you have the capacity to love, forgive, and all those stuff. And people who are in that position are people who are close to the Lord, close to God, close to God's word. And they know how to portray that. They know how to portray Jesus. They know how to do that. So what is your capacity? Now, that question I'm going to actually attach it to love. What is your capacity of love? What is your capacity when it comes to love? So right there, that's the first question. Yeah, which is the topic, but towards one area. What is your capacity of love? Now, it's not just your capacity of love towards your best friend. It's also your capacity of love towards your brother, towards your sister, towards your neighbors. Now let me take it close to home. What is your capacity of love towards your enemies? I know a lot of people are like, whoa, ha, Nesh, you took it too close. I know you said you're gonna take it close, but that is too close. Yeah, so right there, what is your capacity of love towards your enemies? And not just your enemies, let's even go closer. Let's go closer. What is your capacity of love towards your haters? Yeah, I know, right? Like, you just hit a nerve. You just had to. Yeah, Nash, you just had to hit that nerve. How can you ask such a question? Do you know how hard is it to love those haters? Yeah, they like be hating on me. Yeah, everything that I post, they unlike. Everything that I post on YouTube, they thumbs down. I know. Thing I post on Twitter, they have something nasty to say. I know, right? Those are things that happen. But now, don't let those things determine the capacity of your love. I mean, I want to get attracted to a person that I know. This guy's capacity of love is so huge that even if they do something bad or wrong or terrible to him, guess what? He still loves. He's like loving, man. He's loving left, right, center, and no one can break him. Now, that's the type of person that I want to be around with. And yeah, the question still stands. What is your capacity? What is your capacity? So directing it. What is your capacity to love? To love. I'm not going to pull that stunt again. But right there, that's the first question attacked to the... Yeah, basically not attacked, but attached to one of the areas. What is your capacity to love? Yeah, so the love area, what is your capacity? Don't forget that. And yeah, we're gonna go for an interesting break. Yeah, there's been an interesting session. Speaking about your capacity, we even spoke about your capacity to love. Now, not just love, there's a lot of things that also, you know, they like out there that we need to talk about. Some of them is offense, you know, how your capacity to love will affect the way you react, the way you get offended, the amount of times you get offended. You know, this thing is like so broad. Yeah, it's so broad. I know you like, yo, DJ Nave, you like using such big grammar words and all this stuff. Right, you gotta do it. So we're gonna come back after the break, and then we're gonna be talking about your capacity, you know, how it affects you reacting towards an offense, and each and every other areas of your life. There's some things that you, your capacity to love affects. And guess what? You have no cooking clue what is going on. You have no cooking clue how it affects it. So after the break, we're going to be tackling those areas. We're going to actually reveal them to you. And you're going to get shocked right there. And right now, I know we here loving this session. I, as the presenter, am loving it. I'm getting touched left, right, and center. Even the people behind the scenes, producing all the stuff, including yourself. Give yourself a round of applause. Yeah, yeah, let me help you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's the sound effect. Yeah. Did you hear that? I know. I did like a break session, you know, where I was like, did you hear that? Yeah. So stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna be coming back with more Mfuto, more gazozolicious stuff here for you guys, so you can know your capacity. And don't forget, this last session that we're gonna be coming back to it, we're also gonna actually give you advice on how to increase your capacity, so that you can know, this is where I am, and this is how I get there, and this is what I need to change. So what is your capacity is the topic, and we spoke about your capacity to love in this session. But we're going to go for an ad break, and we're going to come back for more Mfuto Gazozolicious topics and talks, conversations. Yeah, so enjoy the music. Christ, music is hot music.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade on 011-493-9755. Rapid trade ahead of the game.
Hello back. I know. Right. What more do you want, man? You tuned in with your Dave. Yeah, I almost said out of stuff. But I did say it. You tuned in with your Dave. Yeah. Okay, so my mind is trying to think. How can I counterattack what I just said? Okay, never mind. Yeah, so this is a moment of the Dave and Nash show dictionary, yeah, and the grammar, which will actually make different stuff. So, not you tuned in with your Dave, but you tuned in with DJ Nave. Ha, doesn't that rhyme? You tuned in with your Dave, but not that, DJ Nave. Ha, I came from killing it, man. I know that effect was too much. It went low. Yeah, so welcome back, y'all. This is your boy DJ Nave. I know you guys enjoy that music break here, plus the additional sauce. I know. So we're gonna be getting back into it. What is your capacity? Which is the question that still stands. Now, we actually spoke about your capacity to love in the previous session. And I know some of you are like, okay, what did we speak about? Mr. Nave, please remind us. Yeah, I reminded you. We spoke about the capacity of love. But now something that's interesting that we're going to be adding, which is more sauce. You got more sauce. Now we're going to be adding more sauce to this topic. And we're going to speak about how your capacity to love affects also other areas. Now, people lack the capacity of love, first of all. There's some people that don't have the capacity of love at all. And then there's other people that have the capacity to love, but it has a limit. And then, this is the one that I want to get to, man. I'm like aiming for it, man, but I'm not getting there that fast. But I'll get there with the help of the Lord Jesus. But you get those people that they got the capacity to love on levels and days, so they're not easily angered. Imagine, I know, like, you want to have such patience and all those stuff. I know, like, the Lord is interesting. He can use anything to give you what you want, to even give you patience. Yeah, which is interesting. It's awesome. Yeah. So right there, your capacity to love will affect also your other areas. But that one is also gonna go into the dictionary. Yeah. So your capacity to love will affect your capacity to be patient. Did you know patience also has different capacities? So you get people that are patient for 5 minutes. Every single time when something happens, they'll be patient for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, they will flop. Ah, yeah, no, man, my patience is gone, man. What you doing, man? You're not supposed to be taking time, man. I better get my stuff right now. I want it now. So you better get your... Yeah, right there. I stopped it. You know why? Because we all know what follows. But right there, you got people that got patience for 5 minutes. And that's because of your capacity to love. So because you do not love, you're not patient for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, you get it? Just 5 minutes, you're not patient. So they're not patient for 5 minutes, which is awesome. It's terrible. Because how can you manage more time effectively when you can't effectively manage less time, which is managing for 5 minutes? Just 5 minutes. Imagine. But now there's another problem. You got people that can manage. You know why? Because they know how to have patience more than 5 minutes. But, yeah, I know there's always a but. But their capacity to be patient doesn't surpass 10 minutes. I know, right? You're like, what's the difference? There's a 5-minute difference. But you get those. They cannot go over 10 minutes. You know what happens? After 10 minutes, their brain is doing other stuff, man. They're like, no, man, this is too much for me. I gotta make sure that I'm doing this, that, and that. So they are not able to be patient. Why? Because their capacity of love is affected. And as a result, they don't have the capacity to wait for that long. You know the saying that says, you can't give what you don't have? Same thing. They can't give patience for that long. You know why? Because they don't have the ability to wait for that long. Which is interesting. Now, I love this one, man. I wish I was there. I know one person killed it, and he killed it for days, which was Jesus. Jesus killed patience, eh? Killed patience. He mastered it. He knew how to operate with patience. Like a lifetime, imagine. Not even 10, 20, 1, 2, 1 week, 6 months. No. Lifetime situation. Lifetime thing. Jesus knew how to be patient. Now, that's the type of level that I want to also be on. I want to be on that level where I know, bah, when patience has to come, I can, like, just call it, like, Nash. This thing is going to take 2 hours, and guess what? We're going to be patient for 2 hours. And guess what? Throughout that whole 2 hours, you're killing it. Killing it, man. Like, you're actually enjoying. You know why? Because you're patient for 2 hours, and you have the ability to wait for that 2 hours. Now, that doesn't mean because you don't have the ability to do that, you cannot improve the ability. Because you don't have the ability to be patient for 1 hour, 2 hours, you cannot increase it. No, it's increasable. Yeah, did you hear that? Huh, it's increasable. Yo, that's going into the Dave and Nash dictionary as well. But not increasable, it's increasable. Yeah, so you gotta increase it. Now, just like every single other skills, you can develop them. Same thing with your capacity. You can develop it and increase your capacity, which is going to be awesome. You know why? Because you're going to attract, man. People will know, I can go to this person. I know I got problems. Yeah, I got issues. And if it's one of those days where my day started upside down and I need to release stuff, I can go to him and release it on him. And yeah, probably be like, yo, shame. I feel pity for this guy. But yeah, I can release all my issues on him. And guess what? He's gonna have the capacity to handle it and actually give me a solution. Now imagine if this person comes to you, man, probably never ate at home. And then, yo, suddenly this person is telling you other stuff. Yeah, telling you everything is your fault. Yeah, woke up on the wrong side of the bed because of you. Yeah. And yeah, they're just going on other levels. And you, like, in your head, you're like, oh, Lord, you are awesome and amazing. You're blessing this person. Yeah, you're teaching them how to be patient. You're teaching them to use the right words and all those stuff. And guess what? You just have the capacity to stay calm in that situation and bless them and actually handle what they are actually releasing towards you. Now, I want to be on that level where I got that capacity, man. And I'm like, yeah, I got the capacity to handle all of this stuff. Now, which is amazing. There's a person that did it. There's a person that killed it. Here, there's a person that nailed it. Showed it flames. And that's Jesus. Jesus had the capacity to do all of those stuff. Now, why would you not? Like, I'm even getting speechless. I'm getting speechless. Why? Because Jesus had the capacity that we are all looking for. Why would you not want to be like Jesus when Jesus had the capacity to conquer each and everything that you ever want to conquer? That's a question right there. What is your capacity? Now, is your capacity like your capacity? Or is your capacity like the person who we need to be like, who had the capacity to do every single thing? Imagine having the capacity to go and die for people. That was Jesus for you. Jesus knew, hey man, I'm going to get crucified. I'm going to get whipped. I'm going to get bitten. My beard is going to get plucked out. My face is going to be unrecognizable. But guess what? He still had the capacity to go on forward and actually still pursue what God wanted him to do. Now, he had the capacity to do all of that. And most of us, we don't even have the capacity to go and take a slap for your brother. You know, when you're in the house and your dad wants to slap your brother, and then you're like, "Dad, whoa, 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 not that fast. Take it easy, man. Relax, slow down." I have the capacity to take that slap for him. So instead of slapping him, I'm sure he learned, but instead of slapping him, slap me instead. Now imagine here going there, right there. You know, this thing is going down, man. This guy is getting whipped. And you have the capacity to take that guy's slaps. No, man. I know most of us, we're not even going to pull that stunt. You won't even think of, let me get beat up for him. No. Imagine a punch. Yeah, you have the capacity to take a punch for your brother. I know, yeah, there's people that have the capacity to take bullets, you know. But they're only taking their bullet because it's, yeah, probably their wife, you know. Yeah, or probably their daughter. Or, yeah, just there in the beginning, probably their girlfriend. Some people don't even take bullets for their girlfriend. You know why? Because they don't have the capacity to do that. But imagine taking a bullet for someone who you never had a relationship with. Now, Jesus did something similar to that. He had the capacity to die for people who rejected him. I know, right? That's too much. That is on levels. And not just that. Jesus had the capacity to go and die for people who rejected him. Right? Right? I know. Jesus had the capacity to die for people who sinned against him. Now that's bad. Bad, 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 bad. You get denied and you still die for that person. That person sinned against you and you still died for them. That person wrongly accused you and you still died for them. That is love on levels. Now right there, capacity. Like I said, your capacity to love will affect a lot of things that you do. Now, what type of a person would you want to be? Would you want to be the person that has the capacity to leave other people hanging and get killed and, yeah, all those stuff and reject them and, you know, actually go your own direction where you're like, I'm all about my direction, my capacity, yeah, my capacity to do everything that I want? Or will you be like the other person? I got a capacity to go and die for someone else who I don't know, which is the capacity of Christ. So what is your capacity? I know in my life, I want to have the capacity to die for another brother. I want to have the capacity to die for someone I don't know. I want to have the capacity to die for someone who rejects me. Some of us, rejection is like a bullet itself. In fact, rejection is like the cut of our hand, man. It's like really painful to a point where we can't even operate. Imagine. That's not the type of capacity we're supposed to have. So, you gotta examine your life. I know I took long, right? But that was so you can think. Probably thinking, okay, so what is he gonna say next? What is he gonna say next? Okay, it's coming, it's coming. Yeah. So you gotta have the capacity to love. You gotta have the capacity to love, not just love, but love beyond measures. Because when you have the capacity to love, the rest of the things are gonna fall into place. You know why? Because you have this capacity that is able to handle a lot of things. And then when things are not going your way, you still love. And you still do the right thing. And you still go the right direction. And you still bless this person. And you still give them what they want. And you still give them not just what they want, what is good for them that they want. You know, even when they don't deserve it. Give them a hug. You know, buy them dinner. Take them out for lunch. Supper. All those stuff. Amazing treats. Gifts. You know. And that's because of the capacity to love that you have developed inside of you. Now, for those whose capacity probably not even more than 10%. You can still increase it. Don't feel bad. Just change. Just change what? The capacity. Which is your capacity. Same thing with the people that have it. Doesn't mean just because you have the capacity, you are done. No, you can still increase it more. Now, just because you have the capacity to love people when they stab you, doesn't mean that you're going to always have that capacity. No, you can actually improve that capacity. That's not your limit. Capacity don't change. And in order for you to get more, your capacity needs to increase. In order for you to get more, capacity increases. Ooh, I'm like thinking increases. Yeah, what the heck is going on? But right there, that's going in the Dave and Nash dictionary again. So you got to examine the capacity, your capacity, and the type of capacity that you want. You take your life, put it down on paper, look at your capacity and how people would rate your capacity in terms of your capacity to love, your capacity to be patient, your capacity to talk. Yeah, talk too much. I know some people, they love talking too much, like me. Yeah, I talk too much, but I'm patient at times. I'm quiet. In fact, your capacity to be quiet as well, you know. All those different capacities that you have. Yeah, is there even such a word? Capacities? Yeah. In the Dave Nash dictionary, you find everything. But right there, examine all the different capacities that you have and put them down on paper. Then put down the capacity that you would love to have. Mustn't be below your capacity, right? Must be above your capacity. Some people be funny and put it below. No, we don't want it below. We want it above. So examine your life, rate it, yeah, measure it, and the capacity that you want to have, make sure you reach it. If you are not there, and if you are there, increase it. Yeah, gotta increase it. So, still here on the Dave Nash Show, we had an interesting topic for today, talking about capacity and what your capacity is. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it. You had awesome, amazing fruits, foods. I know you even enjoyed the news. Yeah, almost say other stuff. I was thinking of rhyming, but you know the rhymes don't want to come. So I hope you guys enjoyed it and you actually got a lot of things out of this show. But this is my last and final advice for you guys. If you want to have the best capacity, shortcut to actually having the best I know. Here, that was a rewind and talking in tongues. Yeah, that was a quick rewind. If you want to have the best capacity, shortcut to that capacity is you going down on your knees, calling to God and accepting Jesus. So the best capacity is found in Jesus. Same thing with love. When you have the capacity to love, everything goes together, right? Now, in order for you to have the capacity of love, what do you need to do? You need to go down on your knees and get into Christ. Like Jesus said, the people that dwell inside of me and the Father stay inside of them, they know what love is. You know why? Because God is love. And if you are living in God's presence and God is living in you, you are living in love. And guess what? It's automatic. It just comes out. You have the capacity to love. I mean, God's capacity is beyond our wildest imagination. Now imagine having His capacity. That's the type of capacity we're supposed to be living with. When they examine your life, they see this amazing, huge capacity, which is unbreakable or unchangeable, if I can put it that way. So, want to have the best capacity? Go down on your knees, accept Jesus, and you're going to see the things that's going to happen. Obviously, it's not going to be something that's going to happen immediately, but it's a journey that is going to take for you to actually get that perfect capacity of Christ. So, this is your boy, DJ Nave, signing out. Giving you the amazing stuff. I know we're going to be closing with an amazing break song or songs. Yeah. So you can be expecting one or two songs plus an amazing additional Gazazalicious photo surprise. Yeah. Which is probably an ad or a jingle. You never know. But yeah, I think it's a jingle. So until next time, I'm going to see you guys. Hope you enjoyed this show, and I hope you're gonna enjoy the rest of the shows that are gonna still come. And don't forget to comment below, and these are the places where you can find us. You can find us on www.activefm.co.za, or you can find us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, or Instagram at ActiveFM777. I know that was like a rap, yeah, at ActiveFM. Yeah, so on Instagram, at ActiveFM777, on Twitter Yeah. You see, it was actually in my brain, eh? But it was taking time to process. Because my brain was in more than one place, you see. Yeah. But at Twitter, you can catch us at ActiveFM777 as well. And then on Iono FM, you can catch us on ActiveFM. Yeah. Iono FM, ActiveFM. Go check out ActiveFM. You can get the shows there also. And then we're going to obviously... Yeah, closer now, you know, which is awesome. Yeah, and I know you people loved it. So until next time, catch us same place, same time, yeah, on the same day, yeah, which is a Friday, 6 a.m., not p.m., don't be lost. Yeah, so I'm gonna see you guys. This is your boy DJ Nave signing out with a comedy. Yeah, I know you people had a last minute laughter right there with me taking the jam and stopping and yeah, and what else, and jamming, breaking, yeah, jam break. Even now you're laughing. Yeah, so until next time, keep on smiling, get to the cross, yeah, go down on your knees, accept Jesus, and increase your capacity. So don't forget the question, which was the topic for this show. What is your capacity? See ya.
You're tuned into Active FM.
standing at the corner. Them wild girls gon' run them up. All my sisters gon' run them up. The cyber standing at the corner. The cyber standing at the corner.
I travel in waters that you cannot swim, and I paddle like I'm up in Venice. Intended to make a disciple, pause. I'm not here to make an apprentice. I'm here to mold them all around and be faithful. So I'd rather be religious. That image I cannot defend it. Ride them up, looking all over the street. I know enemies, destroying the image of God. Deliver the pressure, that's what. Low self-esteem? It's not a murderer. This not a hood of my savage. Go look at him, that is a king. That's not a thot. And Jemima with the potter with Jezebel. That is a queen. Queen? Queen? These little youngers don't know. These little youngers don't know.
Example, run at a similar pace. Yeah, yeah. Be the new wave, I'ma ride till everyone know about the fate. Whoa.